Beginning at 3:30 this afternoon, the planet Venus will appear as a small black dot slipping across the disk of the sun, and astronomers and sky watchers around the world are abuzz with excitement. Venus will only block out about 0.1% of the sun's light, not enough to be noticeable, but the transit of Venus can be seen through telescopes with solar filters or through pinhole projections. To celebrate the transit, the planetarium at Santa Rosa Junior College is hosting a viewing between 3 and 7 this afternoon, giving the public a chance to be part of something with a rich scientific past and future.
Kepler, back in the 1600s, gave us the orbital laws of motion for the solar system.
Linda Williams teaches physics at Santa Rosa Junior College.
Unfortunately, though, he did not have any absolute measurements. Everything was given, all the distances to the planets were given as ratios or proportions.
Astronomers and explorers from around the world, including Captain James Cook, teamed up in the late 1700s to measure the transit from different countries and continents. By using a trigonometric method called parallax, they could measure the distance from Earth to Venus. Then, from Kepler's laws of motion, they knew the distance from the Earth to the Sun and the distance between all of the planets in the solar system.
That was really profound at that time.
While their measurements weren't perfect, it was a turning point in history. Today, astronomers measure planetary distances by other means, but researchers still have big plans for today's transit.
They're going to be observing the transit and using it as a way to calibrate their search for exosolar planets. I am going to take my 8-year-old son and some of his friends. We're going to use pinhole cameras. We should be able to see the little black dot transit because this is so special. Nobody should miss it.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB News.